CliffCentral.com.
Before an event of this caliber, you definitely need the right people to judge who exactly gets to walk away with the prestigious awards at the end of the evening. And so that's why it's only befitting to talk to one of the judges for the evening, Cheryl Ann Smith. Thank you so much for joining Cliff Central.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's actually start by chronicling this whole entire process, really. How has it been for you personally as a judge?
It's been absolutely fantastic. In fact, this is the third year that I've been judging, and every year gets better and better.
Yeah.
People are using less buzzwords and actually getting down to doing the actual work.
Yeah.
We've also seen the actual level of entries being better written, and you can see that there is more time taken to send a really good entry.
I saw this year there was 20% increase in entries.
Absolutely, in entries, and I'm sure as you see around you, in people attending.
Yeah.
It's become far more prestigious, and for us, awards aren't just about awards. It's really about celebrating good work. And I think that also with the rise of social media and digital, as well as mobile, and also actually opening it up into Africa, that in itself has organically grown the amount of entries.
I'm sure over the years, the criteria and everything's going to have to change as we develop new technologies for doing PR.
Absolutely, and I think that's the one of the joys of Prisms, is we stay ahead of the times and we stay ahead of how the industry is moving to make sure that we continue celebrating traditional PR, but also where we are in the industry.
So Cheryl Ann, how do we go from over 200 entries to now the nominees in the different 37 categories tonight? How long is that process, and what exactly goes into the judging process?
Well, it actually is quite an interesting process, and we have different clusters of judges that judge based on their skill set, various categories. Those judges get the entries. Before they get the entries, there's a judge's briefing and a lot of insight into how we judge, so that there is actually a lot of similarities across, and we don't actually end up having people judging based on how they feel, but there are absolute criteria that we judge against. And then after we get the entries and we judge them in our personal capacities, each cluster actually gets together to have a discussion around what has worked and what hasn't worked, who's really stood out, who's done average, and who the winners are.
I'm sure with such a prestigious event, the judges are carefully selected. How do they go about the criteria for the judges now?
Very good question. It has to be someone that is in the industry, that's active in the industry, and that is interested in PR or live in the PR space themselves. So we do like to choose a handful of judges. You'll see some are celebs, some are well-known in the media space, and then also people that are quite niche and also new entries into the space, keeping it fresh.
And definitely, I just noticed three new categories this year: Best African Network, Pan-African Campaign of the Year, and South African Campaign of the Year. What goes into such as you broaden the horizons for the categories?
So for us, the Prisms really is about an African presence and celebrating across Africa. And the kind of campaigns that are run is actually the way that also guides which categories are opened. And we also have a look at international awards, so that the quality of entry we receive can actually get entered into a global award.
Fantastic stuff. Cheryl Ann Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Digital strategist and specialist and director of We Collaborate, that is Cheryl Ann Smith. CliffCentral.com.